Bulge?
Mm-hmm. What might a collar... excuse me. What might a collar do in hot water?
Yep.
If it gets small?
Or shrink.
Okay. Then you say, I hope this shirt won't shrink, the one I washed yesterday.
Shrink.
Okay. What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Wallet.
All right. And what do you put a wallet inside?
Purse.
Okay. How about something that you would take to church just to carry coins in?
Coin purse.
Okay. What do you call this piece of jewelry?
Bracelet.
All right. Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together that you wear around your neck. What would that be called?
Bangles.
Beads. Uh-huh. A what of beads?
String.
Did you ever hear it called a pair of beads?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is there any difference?
I don't know why they call it a pair of beads, because there's not but one string. There's not a pair.
I know.
Unless, you know, when you put the two ends together, maybe...
Maybe that's what they're thinking when they say that. All my little old aunts in Tuscaloosa say pair of
beads.
And I have to wonder, why do you say that? And they go, I don't know. Because my mother said Okay, what do you carry? What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Mm-hmm. What do men wear across here to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Now, did you ever hear those called galluses?
I've heard galluses, but I didn't know that it was suspenders.
Okay, it may not be.
I don't know what I thought it was, but I've never.
And that's what I've gotten for suspenders.
Really?
From older people.
Uh-huh.
And how about braces?
Now, what do you mean in braces?
Just suspenders.
Oh, no, I've never heard them called braces.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you put over the top of the bed?
Spread.
Okay. And what goes at the top to put your head on?
Pillow.
All right. Supposing, do you remember, I think they used to do this especially a long time ago, a round one that went across the bed. It was twice the size of a pillow, and it's round.
Coverlet?
How about a bolster?
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is, a bolster.
Ever hear it called a bolt?
No.
Okay. What is this?
That's a quilt.
Okay. What other things can you put on a bed for warmth besides
blanket?
Mm-hmm.
Comforter. That's all I know.
Okay.
For warmth.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially...
Well, that's a pallet.
Yeah. Did you used to do that?
Yes.
When you had company or something?
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids would sleep on the floor?
Yeah. My mother's name was Lilla, and it was always called the Little Lilla Pallets.
Oh, that's cute. And that was fun, wasn't it?
Lots
that was
fun.
Like having a picnic or something.
Right. Kids don't know what they're missing.
No.
But they wouldn't enjoy that sort of thing. They have to have sleeping bags, you know.
Oh, I know, I know. My little brother, he's got this down sleeping bag.
Yeah.
It's about $100.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like an old-timer when I look at that. What? You might say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
fertile?
What do you call the flat lowland across along the stream that's the richest in the
swamp?
No.
Well, but the land itself, it's good for it when the stream comes back away from it. And then you plow it up and it's really good for planting.
Well, is it not called the lowlands?
It could be. It's also called bottom land.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, what you call
it? Bottom lowland.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about low-lying grassland?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. What is a marsh to you?
A marsh is a low, wet place.
What's the difference between it and a swamp?
Well, a swamp is has woods, you know, trees, and has lots of maybe bushes or brush. Not brush, but what am I trying to say? It's dense and wet and has water standing. Mosquitoes and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, what do you call I think it's good soil, and it's part sand and part clay.
below me?
Uh-huh. Okay. If you're getting water off the marsh, you say you have to do what to the land? You have to...
If you're getting water off the marsh?
Yeah, what would you do to land to get water off it?
Not irrigate, I mean, that's putting water on it.
Well, would you say...
Drain it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the things you dig to drain it?
Trenches.
Okay.
Trenches are... aren't they called... No, I'm thinking about the little hilly things.
I'm sure they're called either trenches or ditches.
Yeah.